Rob Maloney. Mooney. He's bald at the ball with the silver medal.
Yeah.
He always comes up short, and the sand trap's got fried mushrooms. His favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney.
Song on the patio.
Oh, hell yeah. Still going.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Sam.
He's bald.
At the ball with the silver medal.
Yeah, he always comes up short. And the sand trap's got fried mushrooms. His favorite emoji is flex. Rob Maloney.
That's right.
I love it.
You gotta love it.
I love it. A legendary song for the legend himself.
That's right. Yes. I got 8 songs left for the day, so we can continue to create songs on the SUNO app. SUNO app that we've discovered over the weekend. My friend Ryan showed it to me. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate you for all of that. And now we have the opportunity to make songs about Rob Maloney. Who's next? You can text in and we'll make a song about who you want us to make a song about.
913-586-7965. It is Smash or Pass on a Thursday. Booth Creek Wagyu, the proud sponsor of this segment. Casey's Best Steaks now at 2 locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. We started this off. Yesterday was National Cheesecake Day.
Yes, it was.
That is one of the desserts I will get goofy over. I'm okay with cheesesteak, cheesecake, both actually.
Yeah.
I don't really do a lot of desserts or sweets, but cheesecake is one of them. And this one was cinnamon roll cheesecake. Smash or pass?
Yeah, I'm going to smash that one. That looked really good.
It looks heavy.
So good.
Yeah. It looks like it's definitely rich. It's basically a giant cheesecake.
Right.
But it's a cinnamon roll.
Right.
So, like, it's obvious because I know that there's a couple times where I've gotten to the big biscuit and either I've been on a date and the girl will always get the cinnamon roll pancake. The size of the entire table.
I like the breakfast date. That must mean it was also good and a good night the night before if you're going on a date to the Big Biscuit. I like that.
Better believe it, baby. But that one's always like a really, like, it's just really rich. It's really gigantic. But, I mean, just a couple bites of it is what you need.
Have you ever had a bad piece of cheesecake?
Not really.
No. No matter, like, what flavor it is.
Hard to screw up. Maybe a little dry, but even then still, it's good.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's the best part of the cheesecake? Like, the very end with the
crust.
The
graham cracker crust is really good. Yeah.
You get that perfect bite, you know, with just a little bit of the icing left over. It's all great.
The whole thing is fantastic.
Yeah, but this cinnamon roll cheesecake, I mean, this is like, close the blinds, dark room.
Yeah,
this is,
yeah, you're going to feel bad about yourself after you finish it.
And you don't want anyone to see you eat this thing. Do it in private. We'll break down the trade deadline as it continues to go through. St. Louis Cardinals look like they're going to be big-time sellers.
Today. Good, yeah.
Looks like names like Lars Nootbaar, Burleson, and Donovan all interest from teams around the league.
What about Arenado? Is he good to go in St. Louis? Then he's going to just stick it out there?
I just think that a lot of people, I think maybe the Cardinals are going to try to, like, pigeonhole him. They're going to want more than what they can actually get for, like, a 30-plus-year-old veteran.
Call me at 4 o'clock this afternoon, right?
Yeah. Somebody says you got to try the churro cheesecake. It's incredible. I believe
it. Sure it is, yeah.
All cheesecake can be thrown in the trash. All right.
Okay.
And then a song request is about Binkley. We need a Binkley song.
Okay, I'll get one of those written. Easy. What genre do we want Jay Binkley's song to be? 90s country?
Classic rock.
Classic rock?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
All right, I'll do a classic rock Binkley
beer,
song.
Beer, chew, football, boobs.
Beer, yep. Chew,
football.
Football.
And I'm excited to see how they incorporate boobs into that. We move on to something that broke the internet yesterday and maybe broke my entire life. The best collab since peanut butter and chocolate is now the best collab of all time. It looks like this is the same one as the cheesecake, but it's the new Oreo. It is literally Oreo cookie, Reese's peanut butter filling. Keep Bob as far away as
and
possible.
And then they flip it for the Reese's, where they take a Reese's with chunks of Oreo in. I mean, I'm not kidding when I told you guys this is worthy of an entire segment on its own.
Oh, I mean, it's nuts, man.
It is, in my opinion, the greatest collab, you're right, since chocolate and peanut butter. I mean, it's better than Jordan and Pippen. It's better than Mahomes and Kelsey. It's better than Andy Reid and Brett Veach. Like, this collab, why have we waited so long to have this one hit the shelves? Because that came out yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my God. We are done. There's officially nothing else to do when we announce this new Reese's Oreo collab. We've hit the end of the road, man.
It says Hershey and Mondelez are teaming up to drop Oreos, Reese's cookies, and Reese's Oreo cups later this fall. The American eater has never lost.
I mean, yeah, you're not. I mean, when you think of great collabs in food, right? You know, like I'm just trying to think out loud, like chips and salsa. Pretty good collab,
chips,
right?
And queso.
Chips and queso. Mm-hmm. Pretty good collab.
Double bread, decker taco.
Bread and butter. Pretty good collab, right? Like there's a lot out there. This one is just so awesome. Takes the cake.
Yeah. And then you got a new Pringles idea that you're loving.
I do. And so my daughter comes home yesterday with this new thing of Pringles, and it's hot dog flavored Pringles. And she says to me, try one. I go, no, I'm not trying a hot dog Pringle. 3/4 of the can later.
Oh, my.
He can't be stopped.
Okay. So let me tell you a little. Let's take a little kind of backstory, right?
Taste some here, Mac.
What do you think a Pringles hot dog flavored chip is going to taste like? Like, in your mind, what is that taste going in before you tasted this hot dog chip?
I would assume similar to like a pork rind.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, salty?
Yes, very.
Okay.
So it's salty, but it has the flavor of the hot dog. Way in the background, you can taste the mustard.
Oh, it's like the condiments are in there too?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And when I ate that chip, I was immediately transported back to like third grade soccer, getting a hot dog after the game. Because when you're that age, you get a hot dog and you smear that thing with ketchup, right? Mm-hmm. And you remember how that ketchup tasted on that hot dog, right? You know how ketchup tastes on a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're getting out of that chip.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in third grade again, eating this hot dog with this ketchup smeared all over it. And it was delightful. That tang of the ketchup with the hot dog, with the bun, with the salt all combined, it is really a good chip. And I had that same reaction because I'm an adult and I see hot dog flavored chip and my high school kids are eating these things and it's a limited edition chip as well, or a special edition chip. And I'm thinking, okay, this is something for the kids. Like I said, 3/4 of the can later, please come get this from daddy because I don't want to eat the whole thing tonight. But man, it transported me back to my childhood. Nostalgia sells every single day of the week. It was so good.
It.
You'd love it, Mac.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course. Dusty may not because he's got a more sophisticated palate. But I could see Mac, I mean, you're a child at heart. You didn't watch one pitch of the Savannah Banana game because you were enjoying yourself so much at that game, acting like a child. This chip, you better get this chip today.
Okay, sweet. I'm in.
This is right in your wheelhouse.
I love it.
You will absolutely love it. And for all you old heads out there like me, get this chip because it will take you back to your childhood. You'll be like, oh, yeah, back when I used to put a ton of ketchup all over the hot dog. Fantastic.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
That's right. You got to be caller number 5. You want to call in. You want to say 3 things to Mac. You want to say he's awesome. I'm sad
Mac's
that Field
awesome.
Yates stole your hairstyle.
Yeah.
And that you seriously think Mac has a really good laugh and that it's cute at the same time because you could be the winner of a $50 gift card from Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now at 2 locations, 95th and All and 135th and Metcalf. Top text, would you rather drink 4 ounces of bong water or 16 ounces of hot dog water?
Oh, hot dog water.
Hot dog water.
Yeah.
Will you at least get a little bit of a buzz off the old bongy water?
I don't.
No, you just be next to the toilet, man.
Yeah, I don't That'll think that's rough. Something I'm interested in.
Oh, you wouldn't
in.
Be next to the toilet drinking hot dog flavored water. Boil well, 4 hot dogs
bad.
In a pot.
It's got nitrates in it, you know.
Yeah, a little healthy.
Yeah, put boil like 4 hot dogs in a
Have
pan.
Have you seen the water? I know what it looks like. I mean, and then you go to New York and they're sitting in that for days on end and they're the most delicious hot dogs you ever did eat.
Oof. Smash.
Right. That's why I said you probably won't like this Pringle because you got a nice palate on you. Mac and I are like, yeah, what the hell? Especially Mac. He's still in that childhood range where those Pringles hit hard.
I'm a little bougie. Booth Creek Wagyu, the sponsor of Smasher Pass, Casey's Best Steaks, now at 2 locations, 95th and All and 135th at Metcalf. You can be the winner if you're call number 5 for a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. Again, got to ask Mac, why the hell did Field Yates steal your hairstyle? Mac, you're awesome, and you have a wonderful laugh. Coming up next, we dive into these Royals, who are one game under 500 and three games out of a playoff spot here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Smash. Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5.
I'm already looking forward.